This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome to Foxborough on this Friday, May 20th. Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo here for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. We're going to continue our look at the rookie class for the Patriots this year, sort of forward-looking, projecting how this might impact the team's roster via free agency and things to come. We've already looked at the O-line with Nate Solder, the cornerbacks with Rozai Dowling. This week we're going to look at running backs because the next two picks that the Patriots made in the draft were running backs, Shane Vereen from Cal and Stephen Ridley from LSU. Paul, looking at this roster, the way it's currently constituted, I think I would say the Patriots have very little work to do from here on out in free agency as far as running backs are concerned. I think they might have addressed the needs that they were looking for in the draft. What do you think?
Well, I think they definitely needed to add some quantity to that the committee approach that they've had for the last few years, and I think they did that very well. And I thought they did a nice job of picking up two very different kinds of backs.
Absolutely.
I think Vereen is more of the, I don't want to just say third down back, but more of a versatile pass-catching, spread offense kind of option, and Ridley is more of the traditional every down back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they both will fit in nicely. I think they both have the potential to have pretty productive rookie seasons. And I think Ridley, the more I was originally thinking that he was probably more like a year away from having significant contributions on offense. And I think I mentioned that on one of our draft podcasts, but the more I've been talking to people at LSU about him as running backs coach, I think his name is Frank Wilson, the higher I'm getting on him. And I actually, just a little foreshadowing, our debate Friday that will be up at some point this afternoon
on the new Patriots.
On the new Patriots.com website is going to feature who you and I thought among the rookies other than Nate Solder would mm-hmm. have the biggest impact in their rookie seasons. I picked Ridley because I think he has an opportunity to take some of those every down carries from Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and at the same time he's going to be an option in the red zone, where the Patriots obviously spend a lot of time because their offense is so good.
Right.
He's a good short yardage and goal line back, just like Benny. So I think he has a chance to have a big rookie impact, and I'm also very high on Shane Vereen. So I think they've added two significant pieces to that backfield, and again, like I said, that do different things.
Looking at last year's roster, the Patriots carried five backs pretty much all season. They had Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Danny Woodhead, and then the veterans, Fred Taylor, Kevin Falk, Sammy Morris. Four of them became free agents at the end of the league year this past year. Danny Woodhead was the only one who was under contract, and that was only because he had signed an extension in, I believe, November, right around Thanksgiving, giving him an extra couple of years here in New England, or else he also would have been on the free agent block. My guess is those veterans, Falk, Morris, Taylor, aren't going to be back in a Patriots uniform. Green Ellis,
certainly Morris and Taylor would seem to be no shot. Falk, I don't think he'll be back. I'm with you on that, but I would hold out some larger percentage than the other two. I think there's a chance that he could be back. I don't think he will.
Now, Green Ellis still in the restricted area as a free agent, even if the rules change with free agency, most likely with his short stint in the NFL so far.
Yeah, he'll be entering his fourth season, correct?
Right. So
he's going to be restricted almost no matter what happens.
So almost a guarantee he's going to be back. And I would have expected that anyway, given the type of season that he had last year. Sort of carving out the niche for himself as the lead back.
And they gave him the second round tender, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
It's been so far back before we did the podcast, but yeah, I agree with you. He's going to be back, and obviously Woodhead did sign an extension, so he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pose this question to you, my fellow Italian friend. What do you think the chances are that the Patriots just stick with four running backs and maybe grab an extra roster spot somewhere else? Now, we think they're probably going to go with three quarterbacks. I think that's almost a virtual lock.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go so far as to say it is a lock with Mallett and Hoyer.
Which they haven't done the last couple of years.
Which they haven't done. So you're going to have to find a roster spot on offense mm-hmm. there. Another one of our draft picks that maybe is a little bit of a longer shot, Lee Smith, mm-hmm. at tight end. If he's as good a blocker as a lot of people say he is, and you know, you have that opportunity to have these two really punishing blockers with him and Crumpler, and you want to go three tight ends with Gronk, you know, in a running situation, you probably don't want to have Hernandez in that. Mm-hmm. Can you steal a roster spot by holding on to four running backs instead of the five that they have been using the last couple of years? It's a possibility.
I think you can. I think some people were surprised that they had five last year.
Well, generally they like to have five. They've had as few as three or four, but I think that Bill's preferred number is five, and that's all running backs
right.
combined. Heath Evans was considering that,
and not all of those guys are active on game days either through injury or just because of the sheer numbers.
And that position lends itself to guys getting nicked up.
Right. Just taking a quick look here at the free agent market. I think I agree with you, Paul. I think the four that they would have, Green, Ellis, Woodhead, and the two rookies, Vereen and Ridley, would probably be it. I'm looking down at the list here. Just some names that stick out. Jarius Norwood, Atlanta, unrestricted free agent. Cedric Benson, unrestricted free agent. But I don't see with his baggage, I don't see the
Plus
risk.
Not the kind of back.
Not the kind of back that
Norwood is the kind of dynamic guy that they could plug in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with Vereen and with Woodhead, you kind of have that covered.
Right. Now, obviously, players like Joseph Addai in Indianapolis, I'm sure they're going to probably take care of business with him. Keep going down the list.
It's so hard to even forecast free agency because of the uncertainty. And we don't know who's going to be a free agent. We don't know how many of these guys would have been re-signed already
mm-hmm.
by their original teams.
Right.
If not for all this stuff. So it's hard to sort of look at that and wonder.
There is one name, though, that sticks out to me, and that's Pierre Thomas of New Orleans, only because of the rumors that we heard during...
Now, he did sign, right?
He did. I believe he did, but...
Yeah, it is a funny contract that he could be dealt.
Right, and that's the thing, yeah. Because there was the talk of possibly yep. Darius Butler being shipped to New Orleans. That was sort of a rumor
someone,
that we heard.
If you remember during the draft, someone emailed into us about the possibilities of trading for him
mm-hmm.
because he didn't get this huge signing bonus deal that would make him cost prohibitive for the Saints to deal. And then they went out and drafted Mark Ingram, you know, in
right.
the first round. So
right.
people sort of wondered. But I think they like that Patriots approach.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton has used that. You know, they did it with Deuce McAllister a few years ago. Now they've done it with Thomas, Reggie Bush. They had the other kid, the rookie last year, whose name is completely escaping me, but he had some late-season games that he was very productive when everybody was banged up. So they've used three and four running backs.
They've had a committee. They've certainly had a committee.
Much like the Patriots have. So
right.
I'm not so sure that they want to deal a guy like Pierre Thomas, but I know he is a guy that has garnered some interest from the Patriots in the past.
Right. So, yeah, that's just a name that I'm going to keep tucked in the back of my mind whenever,
yep.
if and when
Anytime
free agency
Anytime the
does...
Patriots are linked to a guy, it's probably wise to keep him in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Because generally when there's smoke with the Patriots, it ends up being something that they're interested in.
Right. Okay, well, that's going to do it for this podcast. We sort of teased it a little
bit. I thought we were going to have a real roster report today because yesterday on PFW in Progress, Andy Hart declared the lockout over.
He did. A little premature.
No,
a little prematurely.
Much,
no.
much like the end of the world that's coming tomorrow.
Oh, right. Yeah, we didn't preview that.
Right.
We didn't preview that, though.
May 21st, right?
All right. Well, if it doesn't end, Paul, we'll be back next Friday to talk about the quarterback position.
We always have the Sopranos music to go out to. I like that.
No, but I think we should do it
Good
more
call.
Often.
Good call,
I
buddy.
Like it. The two Paisans here.
Fragile. Must be Italians.
Well, okay, folks. Like I said, we teased it a little bit talking about Mallett and three quarterbacks. We'll get more in-depth with that next week, assuming the world doesn't end.
Right.
Paul.
And good luck to you and yours if it does.
Right. Until then, or until we see you again, for Paul Perillo, I'm Eric Scalavino. Have a good weekend.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.